Fingers crossed and hope that the rain this weekend means clear skies next weekend, because that's really what we need.
Yeah, well, I understand the skies are going to be clear this weekend, but it's going to be cold. Like, what is up with that?
Well, you know what? I don't know if you've gotten your new Fairhope Living magazine, but it's titled Eclectic Spring, Eclectic Fairhope. That's what we have in Fairhope. We have a crazy spring. It's very eclectic, just like the founders of Fairhope were.
Well, that is very true. And if you don't like the weather, stick around for 25 minutes and it'll be different.
That's right.
And then it'll go into summer, which you've got hot, followed by hot, followed by hotter, followed by, oh my God,
steaming hot because of the thunderstorms that have been produced.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it'll be hot again after that. So,
that's right.
So yeah, it's this spring weather is just crazy, because like yesterday afternoon, it was absolutely beautiful. I took a few minutes after I got off work, went down to the pier. It was so pretty. The water was nice and calm. It was just a little breeze coming in. It was perfect. It was just beautiful. It was perfect. It was wonderful. And this morning I got up and it's like cold and it's raining. What is going on?
I know, but you know, speaking of you going down to the pier yesterday, that's actually our topic of discussion today, is the comprehensive land use plan. So I know there is some plans in the works for the pier, so that's going to be happening. My understanding is not until next year. So 2022. Nothing will be happening on the pier. It'll all start next year.
Next year.
But that brings up a very important topic. What do we want Fairhope to look like? You know, and the city, we've had a comprehensive... Well, I tell you what. Let's hear it straight from the lady of the town, Miss Mayor Sherry Sullivan. We've got her interview right here. Mark, if you'll play that, and we will just hear it straight from Sherry's mouth, what the comprehensive plan is all about.
Okay.
Hey Fairhope, it's Elodia, and this is Food for Thought for Friday, March 11th. We are so excited that we have a lot of wonderful things going on in our city. Arts and Crafts is next weekend, and I am here today with our mayor, Miss Sherry Sullivan. Sherry, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Elodia.
So today we're actually going to talk about the comprehensive land use plan for the city of Fairhope. So this is something that the city has been working diligently on now for the past 6 months or so, and they've gone through a couple of different processes. This will be the visionary plan for the city of Fairhope for the future. You know, how do we want our city to look? What type of structures do we want built? What are the economic areas that we want to focus on? So Sherry graciously agreed to meet with me and talk about that from the city's perspective. Sherry, will you kind of take us through, how was the plan initiated? Who started off this idea?
So we've had a comprehensive plan for a long time, since the early 2000s, and we revisited that plan again in 2014. That's something you typically would update every 5 to 7 years. Okay. We knew that it was time for a new plan, and especially with the growth that we're seeing, we knew that it was really time for us to have a new comprehensive plan. So we applied for a grant through the Restore Council, which is funded from the BP oil spill.
Okay.
And applied for it and received the grant. So that's how this process started, was that we knew there was a need, we applied for the grant, we got it, and so it not only will revisit our comprehensive plan, but also help us update our zoning to match the plan.
So tell me, who actually performed the work? I know you guys pulled in some professionals from outside of the area that do this as their job for cities all over the country. I know one of the areas they've worked on is Oxford, Mississippi, which is kind of similar in size to Fairhope. Who are the people that are doing this plan?
So there's a whole team that is putting this together, and, you know, from Neil Schaefer, who is here locally, but they pulled in folks from, you know, other areas. We also have GMC, Goodwin Mills and Kaywood, who is here locally, but also pulled people in from out of the area to be able to work on this plan. They are going to help us with basically the zoning changes.
Okay.
So in the GIS portion of this. So there, you know, there's also people on there that are going to be from, we have people from Nashville and people from Franklin, Tennessee. Franklin, Tennessee is a place that we are always compared to, like in Garden and Gun magazine and other places. So bringing these people in from the outside with a fresh eye was really important to us, and just hiring these consultants to help work through the process.
So walk us through real quickly we've already gone through four steps of the process, so we are now going to be heading into step five. But what were the four steps that we went through?
The four steps that we went through were, we went through the project kickoff and the research, the visioning and the economic mm-hmm. assessment, where the team comes into town and looks at what we have and kind of looks to where, you know, does all the community engagement, looks to where we want to grow, those kind of things, and looks at what our community would support, okay. Basically from an economic standpoint. And then we do the community, a lot of community engagement. You know, we've had neighborhood meetings, we've had public meetings, we have charrettes, all that kind of good stuff. We did online surveys. So really want to get a lot of good information to make sure that we're creating a plan that's the citizens' plan. Yeah. So, and now the community fact book, which is what we went through the other night, kind of that, you know, preparing basically the information that they've gathered from the surveys and from the feedback from the community, and the charrette and the conceptual plan.
Absolutely.
So, you know, our next steps would be for them to develop a draft,
okay.
and then to look for some approval and adoption.
Very good. So once they develop the draft, will that then be presented to the community entirely for them to review and vote upon, or how will that work?
It's not really voted upon, but it will be put out again in draft format for people to look at, specifically for the city council and myself and, you know, our team, our steering okay. committee and our planning staff to look at, make sure there's things in there. You know, the other night when we were looking at, there were some things that they presented that as I'm sitting there in the audience, because I had not seen the plan when they presented it, they talked about like the post office,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe we could reclaim that land. Well, you know, we don't own that land. So, you know, those are things that we really have to look at and make sure that we can make sure there are things in the plan that are feasible for us to do, or things that we can do. Sometimes they're, you know, as I'm sitting there listening, there are going to be things that we simply just could not do.
Right. So, exactly.
Yes.
There were some really interesting points. I was thankful to be able to come on Tuesday night. I hate I missed the event that y'all had on the 3rd where mm-hmm. people actually got to look at the different pieces and put them in place. Mm-hmm. That would have been a lot of fun.
Right.
So just kind of really making downtown the specific area, and then having more, I guess, mixed use areas. Is that what they called those?
They talked about place types and
place types.
Right, place types is what they talked about. And basically what they do from that, you start out, it's a lot of it's based on density.
Mm-hmm.
And you start out, you know, with your high density or your lower density, and then it just kind of graduates till you get to the point where you want to be, to wherever, to into different parts of town.
Yeah,
basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So when they roll out that plan and then you guys review it and it's finalized, what will be the next stages after that?
So the next stage after that would be we will look at our zoning
okay.
codes and update those based on what the plan is. And then we will implement the plan. So, and again, there's got to be community buy-in. There's got to be council buy-in. So we wanted to make sure, again, that we did lots of public engagement and that we really involve our city council and involve the citizens in this process.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Well, I'm really looking forward to that. Do you have a timeline on when the plan might be coming back?
I think that probably we're hoping, you know, easily by September or so, if
okay.
not sooner. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be great for Fairhope and great that we have, with all the growth that we've been seeing, that we have this new perspective and folks who really want to get involved and just watch Fairhope grow the way
yeah.
we want it to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share with the Fairhope residents about the comprehensive land use plan?
I just ask them to please go to planfairhope.com, look at that information. If you still want to give us feedback, please do that. There's an email address there that you can, you know, send us some feedback on, but look at it. And if you have comments or suggestions, please send those our way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sherry,
thank
for
you.
Meeting with us today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So that was my interview yesterday. I had the opportunity to sit down with Mayor Sullivan and just have her recap the land use plan, the comprehensive land use plan. And so Mark and I are going to do just exactly what Sherry requested everybody do. We are... Right now, we have the Plan Fairhope website pulled up. And man, Mark, had you seen this website?
I have not. This is my first time to look at it here.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of great information, a lot of different maps. So if you go to the Plan Fairhope, so to recap, there was a four-month period where the City of Fairhope held many, many meetings. Hopefully, a lot of the people listening today attended those and they gave their input. But you've now passed the public input phase.
Okay.
So they spent 4 months gathering public input. Before that, the team did an analysis of what we have here. And this is a very
high quality, very professional team that we have in place. Mm-hmm. They are from Franklin, Tennessee, Nashville, Birmingham, just all over. And this is really what they do. They go over to different cities and they provide these plans for them. So they, you know, was great to have a viewpoint from someone other than just the people that are here in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the Comprehensive Land Use website and you scroll down, you can go to the map section, which is really great. It gives you a lot of different types of maps: water resources, transportation, mobility, road classifications, mm-hmm. our current zoning classifications, and our current existing and land use classifications. So one of the things that is going to be very important that's coming up down the once the plan is finalized and put into place is we will be looking at some different zoning changes
mm-hmm.
and some policy changes that will be taking into effect. On Tuesday, there was a public charrette.
And okay. What's a charrette?
So a charrette.
That was something I read. Oh, we're having a charrette. Like, what's a charrette?
Well, in this case, the charrette was the opportunity for each of the planners that were involved in this process. They got up and they gave their presentation on the aspect that they worked on.
Okay.
So, and that was really good information. And if you go to the website and you scroll down underneath presentations, you can actually look on the public workshop presentation, which they gave. And I was very impressed by the information. And it's a really nice PDF. It'll show you where we are. And what they presented on March 8th was Task 4. So they actually are halfway through this process.
Okay.
We now have 4 more tasks. They'll draft the comprehensive plan. That will they then present it to the leadership in the city of Fairhope for them to review and make any changes. So that was one thing that Mayor Sullivan said. She said, if you still want to share input, they are still taking input. And to do that, you would go up to the contact section on the Plan Fairhope, and you would reach out to them via email. And okay. You can share input at this point.
Well, I think it's important that number one, they have done that and they are continuing it, because there's so many people that will yell and scream and holler about this on Facebook, or they will yell and scream and holler about it in social media, or they'll form a blog and they'll make all these things. And
oh, they'll say that. I never had the chance to.
Well, look, they've been doing this for 4 months, okay, since what, November, October, somewhere around there.
Absolutely.
And if you haven't stepped up and said your piece, you know what, it's your own fault.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anybody else. And they're even giving you the opportunity to say, oh, wait, I didn't know, so here's this. But you can't just talk about it on Facebook. You can't just complain about it on a blog.
No,
or something.
Facebook
like that
is not an official medium.
No,
to be
not
able to reach your leaders mm-hmm. in government. I'm sorry, it's not.
It's not. Yeah.
I'm not sorry. It's just that is what
that's
it is.
Just, yeah.
But, you know, Fairhope has actually had a comprehensive plan in place for quite some time, mm-hmm. since the early 2000s. And then it was revised in 2014, I believe. And now this, it really needs to be updated every 5 to 7 years.
Well, certainly. In 2010, we had a little over 15,000 people living here in Fairhope.
Yep.
And then in April, 10 years later, we had an extra 7,000 people. We had 22,500 people living here.
Right. So we had a 47% growth.
Yeah. Half again as many people joined up, almost
that's
twice
right
as many. So,
and if you want to know where we're getting this information, Mark has this pulled up on the Plan Fairhope website, and it is under the Community Fact Book, which you can find on the March 3rd presentation link.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the Community Fact Book. So the March 3rd event was where the team came together and local residents actually had an opportunity to interact. And they were presented with the fact book, and then they had the opportunity to put in their what they would like to see. So it's really information. If you look at our education, we have a very smart town. Wow, 95% of our residents have a high school graduate or higher, and then 54% at least have a college degree. That's pretty impressive,
That's
I would say.
That's pretty impressive, yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a part of this place. Okay. Now, obviously, so as far as our jobs, 28% come from healthcare, and 17% in retail, 40% in the accommodation and the food service. Wow, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. Mark, can you pull up the which one was this? This was from the Charette. This is the public workshop.
Public workshop presentation, mm-hmm. Okay. And from the Charette. Okay, which part?
Yeah, so the Charette was really interesting. They gave an overview of our place types and what they wanted us to start adopting. And I don't think you have... Okay, yes.
This
still has our community fact book and our built environment, and it addresses everything that we currently have in place.
Yeah, which page are you on there?
I'm on page 9.
Page 9, okay. Okay, which is the transportation, roads, and grid systems?
Yep, I think we're looking at two different presentations.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Like I said, there's a lot of information. They've put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, they've got several different...
Go back to the website.
Okay.
There we go. And put the March 8th. There we go. Yes, so place types. So the place types are really what will be key to our growth and how we want the town to look like. We have the opportunity to make sure that we put in specific place types.
Okay, like rural zoning, suburban mm-hmm. zones, urban cores, etc.
Exactly. So if you go down to page 11, that will show you.
Okay, that has a map of suburban place types, mm-hmm. locations throughout the city, but with commercial quarters, et cetera.
Exactly.
Primarily like the downtown merchant area, mm-hmm. Greeno Road.
Yeah, if you keep on going down through the presentation, it's really got some... I was impressed by what they pulled together, and they used actual footage from what we currently have. And what they can recommend.
Okay.
That we can grow through. So one of the things that was important to the community. So they did a poll, and we have a pie chart pulled up here. So the question was, is it important for the city to develop and enforce architectural design standards for commercial residential development?
Okay.
I would say that is about a 95% yes based on this pie chart.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we don't want ugly buildings, and we don't want it to look like an industrial area. One of the primary industries has been tourism,
mm-hmm.
and if it starts becoming more and more industrial, or just you got gas stations mm-hmm. on every corner, that kind of thing, it diminishes the aesthetics of the place.
Absolutely. So what the team did, based on the event on March 3rd, they adopted the following principle for planning. Promote high-quality development in Fairhope with a strong sense of place. Mix Fairhope's land uses to create pedestrian-friendly places. Foster vibrant and walkable neighborhoods offering an enhanced quality of life.
Okay.
I know that's a place that I definitely want to live.
Oh, yeah.
So the plan continues to go on, and we will have different mixed-use centers. We are going to have an airport industrial technology center. We'll have commercial nodes and then small commercial nodes. So that is essentially what we'll be working with in the future.
Well, and the some of those commercial nodes are south of town, as you will, down near the airport. We do have mm-hmm. a couple of manufacturing things, primarily linked to airports, I guess they are.
Yes, currently.
Aviation industry. Yep. Aviation, that's the word I'm looking for.
So and that That was one of the things I talked about on Tuesday, is actually encouraging where we currently have the airport industrial center and encouraging more technology businesses to be located there. Mm-hmm. So we already have in place Hatch Fairhope, which is a small business, a small tech business incubator. But once they've gone through the process of getting launched, where do they go? Where do they house? And so we don't really have a place for those businesses. So one of the things that they're looking at is designating that area where the airport is located on 32 as a airport industrial and technology center, which would be a great mix. And that would also play to the school that we currently have there, which is a fantastic school as well. Some of the commercial nodes that they talked about, there's the Publix that's being built just south of the Fairhope High School right there at 34 and 98. Right. That will become a commercial node. And then there will be small commercial nodes that are already in existence along Twin Beach Road. So you'll have one right there at 40 at Section Street and Twin Beach right there at the high school. And then another one at 181 in Twin Beach. So those areas are already commercial, but we're going to keep it that way. And then we'll have a large mixed-use area where Walmart is located, and then also at 104 and 181, which is already developing into a mixed-use area.
Okay, yeah, with the... I guess there's going to be a Publix there as well.
There is.
And there's going to be a hospital or South Baldwin, I believe, is building medical facilities there of some sort.
It's actually USA.
USA.
No, okay. So USA is building their outpatient surgery center.
Okay.
Will be there. And there will be a couple of other things that will be involved with that.
But. Okay. And it's funny, it's one of those things where you're like, gosh, I really like not having anything there. But on the other hand, if you have surgery and you got to go to post-surgery, like with when I had my rotator cuff surgery a couple of years ago, they had to reattach my whole rotator cuff. And so I was basically without a left arm for about a year. And I had to drive to Mobile for all my for both the surgery and the post-surgical care.
Wow.
And I didn't always have somebody to drive me over there, so I had to do it with one arm. And it would have been nice to have something just right around the corner to do it. So, you know, as much as we say we hate growth, we hate, you know, stuff, on the other hand, there are advantages to having some of the new things that are coming in.
Absolutely. We can't stop growth. Clearly, we have grown by 47% in a 10-year period, and that was just based on 2020. We're now 2 years later. I have it on good authority that we can expect a minimum of 1,800 new residential addresses in Fairhope alone.
These 1,800 new residences in Fairhope alone.
Within the next 2 years. That is information from 911. I am preparing for the expansion of the production of and distribution of Fairhope Living. So these are things that I have to look into.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So there's a lot happening in this area. And, you know, a lot of good people are coming into town from other areas with, you know, ideas and things that they've seen. So this comprehensive plan really is very important. It's very important for us to be able to hold on to our character and our identity of what Fairhope originally was and what we want it continue to look like. So I was very pleased to go to a number of the meetings and get to hear the feedback from the residents. I attended one out in Quail Creek. That was interesting. A couple of the people there, they wanted us to put up a border. Don't let anybody in. They're going to ruin the area.
Well, that's been my philosophy when we had Bradley Byrne, the senator, come in, and it was back when Trump was talking about building his wall, and I said, we need to build the wall. Build the wall. Build the wall. We're going to build it right there along I-10 around Daphne and Fairhope. We're going to make Spanish Fort pay for it. That was my plan.
That was your plan? Well, I
but
don't think we can
so
do that.
Now we have to deal with the consequences of that. So.
But you know what? We can be an example. We can start putting things into place that we can make our entire community walkable. So if you live in a, you know, say you live over near the 104 area. So one of the things that they presented on Tuesday was a community design center specifically tied around that development at 104 and 181. And if it's page 21, Mark, go to that real fast and you'll see what I'm talking about. So this is what the design team provided us. This is not what the developers that are building the Publix have provided. But what they have shown here, 181 goes right through. They've actually put in a design where you can make this a walkable area, and you would have nice shop frontage right there facing 181, nice shop frontage facing 104 with the parking behind, and then walkways and shops, and really making it a multi-use area. Right across the street from that, which has already been approved, is an apartment complex.
Okay.
And so they expanded on the apartment complex and what has already been approved, and how do we connect those two? How do we make it to where the people that are in the apartment complex can then just walk right over to the Publix and to the other shops that are in that area? Let's look toward the future and make sure that we're putting these policies and plans in place so that all of Fairhope will be a nice and walkable area with a lot of nice parks and things that we can all enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Take the bayfront parks that we have and that we've all loved for our entire lives, and then let's put those in place in other areas of the town.
Okay. Smaller water areas that people can enjoy. And, okay.
I don't know about water. Well, we'll see about the water. We only have so much, well, but definitely parklands.
But you can put ponds here and ponds there. So
so it's a lot of fun. But, like, you know, I've enjoyed kind of looking through this with Mark this morning. I would highly recommend you go to Plan Fairhope and look at these presentations. It's really just phenomenal work.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely money well spent, for sure.
And speaking of phenomenal work, Fairhope Living Magazine, when's the next issue coming out?
So the March issue just was hit mailboxes yesterday.
Okay.
Yes. So, okay. And we have the Osprey Initiative is on the cover.
The Osprey Initiative.
Yes. You don't know about the Osprey. Oh, my
gosh. Well, I don't know the Osprey Initiative. Is that the bird or is that the...
Oh, my goodness, Mark. Okay. So, you have got to read your Fairhope Living Magazine.
Well, it hadn't got to my... It might be sitting in my mailbox at home, but...
It probably is. It was sitting in my mailbox. So, what you can do, if you don't have it, you can go to fairhopelivingmagazine.com.
Okay. Fairhope Living Magazine.
All right, and you can click, there is a tab right there.
Waiting on it to load.
Loading.
There we go.
And you can click on latest edition.
Latest edition. On the world's slowest computer.
Okay. Let's go, yeah. And what's nice about our digital issue, click through. There's the Osprey Initiative. We have hyperlinks to all of our partners.
Okay.
But then what you can also do is, instead of having to zoom in on one of these articles, you see that highlight right there on the Osprey Initiative title right there? Okay. Click that. There you go. Oh, how easy is that to read? Okay. And it enlarges the text for you, and it enlarges the photos.
Okay.
So the Osprey Initiative was started by Don Bates. He's just a phenomenal. I have to have him in on a show coming up very soon. So I would highly recommend go to Fairhope Living Magazine and look at our latest edition if you haven't received it in the mail.
Okay.
But so, that is all about all the time we have for today.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, it's time for us to get on out of here, I guess.
Yeah. So we'll see you next Friday on Food for Thought. Oh, actually, I take that back. I'm so sorry. We're going to have to take a break next Friday.
Take a break. Oh, because of Arts and
Crafts. Arts and Crafts Festival.
Hey, Fairhope. It's Alaria. Yes. And this is Food for Thought.
Okay.
So we will see you guys on Friday after Arts and Crafts. What is that date going to be? Goodness gracious. Time flies.
Time just flies, yeah. Let's see. That will be on the... next Friday is the 18th, and the Friday after that will be the 25th. So we'll
My
be back on the
goodness.
25th.
Yep. Okay. Well, I look forward to talking with you guys again on March 25th.
All right.
And everyone have a wonderful week, and thank you, Mark.
Okay. Thank you for being in here. We appreciate you so much. You've been listening to Elodia Arnold, Fairhope Living Magazine, and Food for Thought on 1480 WABS.